Welcome to our series, Single Spotlight, where we are showcasing authors, consultants, and radio personalities who are involved in helping singles learn to communicate, project their uniqueness, and find a relationship that will be what they've always known was possible. Each weekday in September, we will bring you the top experts throughout the country and make them available for you to finally get your questions answered. I'm your host, Sharon.
And I'm Bill from XFactorDating.com. Scott McKay has burst onto the scene and quickly set himself apart with a unique approach he calls character-based. Through a combination of deserving what you want and decoding the opposite sex's thought process, Scott talks about how a masculine, confident man of true character and leadership skill is an authentic representation of the man most desirable women want, obviating the need for tricks and techniques. Welcome, Scott.
Welcome to you, too. I'm glad to be here. In order to have a great relationship, you have to be one half of a great relationship yourself. If you have issues really relating to or even respecting the opposite gender, first of all, that's going to make it difficult for you to find the kind of person who's going to respect you in return and be one half of the great relationship with you. That means also that you have to have integrity. You have to have a strong sense of character. I mean, I know guys who are planning on getting married to a woman, and then when they turn 35 or 36, they're already planning on trading her in on a newer model or something.
Oh, my God.
That's not the way to go into a relationship. You want to make sure you have integrity. You want to make sure that you're going to go from an attitude of giving, not what can I get out of this relationship. And, of course, honesty and everything that you would want from someone else. And I think that's pretty much the cornerstone for starting off with a great relationship. You also got to know what you want. You can't just be winging it through life saying, all right, well, you know, I kind of wanted to date around and get a few girlfriends and see what it was like and see what I wanted from women, but now I finally met a woman who actually likes me, so maybe I better not let her get away, and then you end up settling because she's the only woman you've ever known, and kind of having your nose pressed against the glass looking outward at greener pastures elsewhere, and that's no way to run a relationship either. So I definitely believe in dating around in terms of meeting people, not necessarily having sex with everybody, but meeting different people, motos, members of the opposite sex, as I like to term them for short. And find out what it is you really want from a person, because that way you'll recognize the person you really like when you see her, or him, depending on which member of the opposite gender you are, or the same gender, I guess, if it's you, right, or something like that. And then what happens is you are more prepared. You're more prepared knowing what you want. You're more prepared in terms of recognizing it when you see it, and you also have decided not just what you want out of a relationship, but what you want out of a partner. And then I have this concept I call deserving what you want, which is if you want to get the best person in your life, you need to be the best version of you you can possibly be. You can't just be your lazy self. You can't just be your underdeveloped self and expect to have a highly developed, wonderful person come into your life where you can't reciprocate those traits.
So who do you think would actually be reading your book, and why should they be reading it?
I think people who are single for whatever reason, you know, whether they've never been married or they're divorced or they're just trying to figure out how to handle single life, I think these are the people who will read the book. But interesting enough, I've had a lot of married women to purchase the book.
Really?
And I get calls and emails from married women. One woman in particular called and was really interested in getting the book. And I asked her, I said, just out of curiosity, why would a married woman be interested in buying a book about how to live a single life? And her answer was funny because she said, I'm thinking that maybe there's something in the book that would help me rekindle the fire in my marriage.
It's great to have you here for our interview for the Single Spotlight. We're pleased to welcome Kara Oh, who is known as the Heart Whisperer. She is a relationship and life coach and mentor who takes her clients by the hand, as it were, so they don't have to feel like they're doing it all alone. Welcome, Kara.
Hi, how are you two?
Great.
Great. Glad to have you here.
Well, it's nice to be had.
All right, first question. When most people can't figure out what they want in a relationship, how do you help them figure it out?
Oh, my goodness. That's a big question. Well, you know, I think one of the big problems that women probably have a little more than the men, but the men do this too. We get this fantasy idea in our minds of what we're looking for. Some of it comes from the fairy tales. Some of it comes from movies and novels, and some from how dad was. You know, there's all kinds of things that kind of get in there, and we forget to really look at what is it that we want in a partner, the qualities, their sense of integrity, their celebration of life. What is it that they can bring that will cause us to, you know, have a really deeply loving relationship? So, you know, I tell people, go ahead and make your list of everything you want and be as crazy as you want. It's okay. Just kind of get it out of your system. And then go through that list and pick just those things that have to do with the kind of person they will be in a relationship with you, so that you get your deep heart and soul needs met. And I actually have a course that goes into detail on.
As a 21st century entrepreneur, our guest tonight, Tom Justin, has created an international internet marketing business that includes consulting, coaching, product creation, strategy, and the release of numerous training products online. His clients of over 25 years have included billion-dollar international giants to startups. His individualized coaching has served entrepreneurs, corporate executives, to top entertainment stars. He is the author of How to Take No for an Answer and Still Succeed and Relationship Breakthroughs. Welcome, Tom.
Hi. Thank you. Good to be with you guys.
Well, it's great to have you here, Tom.
Tom, on the back cover of your book, it says, if you haven't been rejected lately, you aren't living close enough to your potential. Are you suggesting that we should be looking for rejection?
Well, I don't know if you should be looking for it, but if you're not getting rejected, you're probably not doing enough. So, you know, the ideal is that you are. You know, we live in a status quo world, and the achievers in the world, the people who are making things happen, don't get there without getting rejected. I figured I should own the world by now, but...
We're pleased to welcome Susan Page, who is a repeat Oprah guest and author of 5 relationship books. Susan tells us communication skills are overrated, drawing on more than 20 years of popular relationship workshops and her 5 relationship books, including her international bestseller, If I'm So Wonderful, Why Am I Still Single? Susan Page offers one entire book of remarkably effective, easy-to-do relationship advice that does not involve communication in Why Talking Is Not Enough, 8 Loving Actions That Will Transform Your Marriage. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you very much.
So, Susan, the big question is, while everyone else is saying that communication is the key to a good relationship, tell us why you believe it's not enough.
Communication is overrated. Now, I'm not against good communication skills, don't get me wrong. It's useful to know them and use them, but they're limited because, number one, the first problem is communication skills require the cooperation of both parties, and sometimes that's the stopper. You can't ever get your partner to sit down and talk with you. Or one person may be better at communication skills than the other. And so you're relying on a skill that starts you out on an unequal playing field. And another problem is that usually when you're trying to communicate, you have a hidden agenda, which is, if you would do it my way, if you would hear me, if you know, you're the problem, you need to understand this and you need to change. And trying to solve a relationship problem by getting your partner to change is the oldest method known, but it's also the least useful method known.
Factor dating. It's great to have you here, Carrie, for our single spotlight. We're pleased to welcome Carrie, who helps men and women have amazing relationships through seminars, teleclasses, and one-on-one coaching. Her passion is communication based on male-female differences. Welcome, Carrie.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, Bill and Sharon, for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here.
I'm interested in knowing, how do you teach women to be admired and adored?
To be admired and adored. Well, we teach women how to get cherished and adored by the way that they, how they relate to men. So if a woman were to respect and admire a man, his thoughts, ideas, and opinions, in turn, it causes a man to be more cherishing and adoring of the woman.
Denny Hughes, USA Weekend Magazine's contributing editor and relationships, the respected award-winning column for professional expertise. She combines common sense with the most up-to-date information on topics that readers care about and doesn't hesitate to tackle the tough issues. Before joining USA Weekend as a contributing editor, Denny wrote the Ask Anything column for React Magazine and React.com for teens, as well as the Romance column for YM Magazine. Hughes also co-hosted the Cupid's Corner segment on Studio Y, where she dispensed dating and relationship information live on air to young adults who called in from the tri-state area. Welcome, Denny.
Oh, it's so great to be here. I sound so busy.
Well, I bet you are.
That's really something. I should be tired.
What is the difference between what you found in all the time you've been writing your advice column and having people ask you questions? There must be a difference between what women want compared to what men are looking for. What have you found?
Well, you know, I have to say, even going back to, because I worked with teens for a long time as well, and whether you're talking about teens, you're talking about males or females, the bottom line is everybody wants to find someone to love and have someone love them. Bottom line, it never stops, you know, whether you're, you know, a young person or a senior. As a matter of fact, seniors are one of the fastest growing groups on online dating sites, because, you know, everybody wants to have someone, you know, to love and to be loved.
Our guest tonight is Dr. Jackie Black. Her mission is to challenge her clients to explore the old beliefs, old expectations, and outdated values which cause pain, and to awaken them to the new realities of relationships. Welcome, Dr. Jackie.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here with you tonight.
We're looking forward to this.
And I was wondering, Dr. Jackie, how did you develop your 10 points for smart and successful dating?
I think that it evolved over time as I sat in the presence of people when I was a therapist for many years, whose relationships were in such dismal condition, and people who were so unhappy. And after a while, I started thinking, let's back into this. Instead of looking specifically at fixing or repairing relationships, and of course, we can do that some of the time, but maybe it would be very helpful for people to back into dating as a process and take a look at some of the success skills that would help them make better choices.
Wonderful.
Deborah Berndt is a certified hypnotic love coach, author, and speaker. She developed her Attract Love Today self-hypnosis system to help singles attract the love of their life by changing their subconscious mind. She is the host of the Love Coaches Show, which airs every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Real Coaching Radio Network. Her book on the subject will be released in 2010. Her self-hypnosis products are available at her website, attractlovetoday.com. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to share this information with all the single people listening tonight.
I think they're going to love this.
It's very very intriguing hypnosis, isn't it?
It really is. I've used it for years.
Oh, great. So you know what it's all about.
I do.
It's a wonderful way. It's how I learned, how I found to attract my love. So it's like a personal mission for me to help people find that true love in their life, how easy it can be if you get your mind in the right place.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about that, how you did find the love of your life?
Well, it started out after 38 years of being single and miserable and trying to find that love. All my friends got married, and I kept making the same mistakes over and over, and it was like I was watching myself outside of myself going, what are you doing? But I kept doing it. It was like I couldn't stop myself from going for these guys that were unavailable, or they were really good-looking but non-committal, and I just kept on falling for these guys. And I was an intelligent woman. I was very successful, but I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. And at 38, I got laid off from my corporate job, and I went to hypnotherapy school, and I learned more about the subconscious. I've done personal growth work since I was in my early 20s, obviously, trying to figure out what was wrong with me. And it wasn't until I found out about how the subconscious really affects your life, and including your love life, that it just, like, lights went off, and I was, oh, this is why. And quickly, after I got out of school, I started using the techniques on myself and actually helping clients already, and immediately they were seeing such a big difference in their confidence and the type of men or women they attracted. I worked with men and women, and then eventually it actually worked on me, and I met a wonderful man, and he is someone I would have never gone for before, because I always went for the unavailable person, and this person's older than me. I usually went for the young guys, and totally, completely different person. And I know something changed. It's not that I just happened to meet someone. Because of how I am in that relationship, I'm more confident. I don't have those needy feelings, the anxiety that I used to have of, is he going to call, and just not feeling strong and powerful in myself. And hypnosis is the only thing that actually worked for me to really get it turned around. And so
tonight is Evan Mark Katz. He is the founder of online dating consulting service eCyrano and the author of Why You're Still Single, Things Your Friends Would Tell You If You Promise Not to Get Mad. And I Can't Believe I'm Buying This Book, A Common Sense Guide to Successful Internet Dating. Evan Mark Katz has established himself as America's leading dating expert. Working at Spark Networks in 2002, Evan realized the immense value of an eye-catching profile and a dose of wise dating advice. This inspired him to start eCyrano in 2003, 6 months before his first book came out to critical reviews in Time Magazine and Publishers Weekly. Now the best-selling online dating guide, its success has made Evan a media mainstay. Appearing in hundreds of media outlets since 2004, he has been featured in the New York Times, Time, and USA Today, and on The Rachel Ray Show, CNN Biz Tonight, Good Morning America, and The Today Show. Welcome. Welcome, Evan. See?
Thank you.
So, Evan, what gave you the idea to start coaching singles?
It was really an organic process. I was working in customer care at a company called Spark Networks, which owns American Singles and J-Date, and in talking to folks on the phone, and having access to their accounts, it was really clear why they were not having success using the website, the same websites that I was using as a customer. And so I just started to provide sort of over-the-top customer service. People would call to complain about their bill or a lost photo, and I would talk about how they could improve their profile and their email success. And after 9 months of doing that job, I just realized I was a writer. I might as well write a book about it. And so I wrote a book that came out in early 2004 about when online dating was sort of going mainstream. It was called I Can't Believe I'm Buying This Book. And just because of the timing of it, I got fortunate and kind of became the online dating guy. Time Magazine gave it a good review, and USA Today did something, and CNN did something. And so the next logical conclusion was, okay, well, what are you going to do now that you wrote this book? I didn't have any real business. So I started writing people's online dating profiles, and that worked out really well. And suddenly I had a team of people writing profiles, and people would say, great, now I'm getting all this attention. What do I do now? So I started doing online dating coaching and helping people with usernames and headlines and emails and search criteria and favorites list and understanding why men and women do what they do. And suddenly when people are having success with online dating, they're just dating. And so I went from, just a customer service guy to a guy who wrote a book to, just a dating coach. And online dating is just a small part of dating. It's just a way to generate a love life from scratch if you don't find that you have one.
Our guest tonight is Sharon Abbott, who was raised in the small California coastal town of Mendocino. Everyone knew everyone else, and it was a gentle community full of support and caring people. Yet out once in the real world, she quickly found that all that seems to be real is not always the case. She became a quick study of personalities and behavior tactics. After two marriages, she developed a rapid-fire sequence of questions that would eliminate spending time with someone who was not in alignment with her life goals. The topic of dating and the confusion that surrounds dating seemed to be everywhere. Eventually, Sharon began to share her insights and received tremendous interest from others to learn more. Thus, the release of her book, Making a List and Checking It Twice, What Singles Need to Know. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you, Bill.
So why is setting your priorities and being comfortable with your choices important?
Well, one of the things that I discovered over the years is if you have no idea who you're interested in dating, you date just about anybody. And having your priorities set, then you're able to identify things that will make it easier for you to build a friendship rather than just dating anybody who happens to come along.
We are pleased to welcome Dr. John Curtis, who has been a senior consultant, researcher, and best-selling author of The Happily Unmarried and The Business of Love. His education includes a master's in counseling and a PhD in human resource development. Dr. John is also a retired marriage counselor. He is married with two children and two grandchildren. Welcome, Dr. John.
Thank you. It's good to be with you both.
Looking forward to this.
Dr. John, with the vast experience you've had, how has cohabitation changed since the 60s when it first became popular and more acceptable?
Well, it's really made, you know, the cliche, a sea change. It is significantly different. And in a nutshell, it's gone from being an act of rebellion to being based on and driven by fear. You know, in the 60s, and I frankly was a child of the 60s, and I cohabitated, and you did it because it was cool. You know, it was drug, sex, and rock and roll. It was, you know, free love, and the summer of love in 1968, which is a year after I graduated from high school. And it was just that anti-establishment statement. We were anti-government, anti-education, anti-everything, including the institution of marriage. Nowadays, and I would absolutely guarantee and bet money on this, if you get 100 cohabitating people, perhaps listening to us right now, and ask them, are you doing this as an antisocial statement, my guess is they'll look at you dumbfounded like, what? They haven't got a clue what you're talking about. They're doing it because they saw their parents get divorced. They've heard the, although it's somewhat inaccurate these days, the 50% divorce rate, and they're afraid. So cohabitation has gone through a sea change from being a really kind of a cool thing to do to just sort of a defensive thing to do.
We're pleased to welcome Brian Redfield, who is a nationally recognized expert on dating. He's been featured on 127 radio shows, was a guest speaker at 36 dating-related seminars, and was interviewed on the Donahue TV show. We're about to learn all the best-kept secrets to successful dating in four different aspects. Welcome, Brian.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Very well. Brian, let's get right to it. How can we make our dates more successful?
It's real easy, but before I get into that, let me tell you what my credentials are.
Okay.
One of the things I want you to do with any dating coach that you go to, excuse me, is ask them what their credentials are, where they got their information, and how they were able to prove that it is legitimate. I was a bartender in Hollywood for 14 years. During that time, I watched over 10,000 single men and women meet, interact, and relate with each other. And Bill, I found all of the men and women that were successful were basically doing the same things right, and I found all of the men and women who were getting hurt, used, taken advantage of, and basically losing in the dating game were basically doing all of the same things wrong. So I very carefully studied the men and women that were successful. I asked them questions. I took notes. All of the information I learned from them, I took it to the men and women that were unsuccessful, taught them the stuff I learned. They came back to me with their results. I polished it and fine-tuned it even more, and I developed a complete dating system. So the thing I want you to know tonight is that everything you're going to hear has been tested and proven in the real world by real men and women. None of it's made up. You're going to learn what works. You're going to learn what doesn't work. And at the end of the recording, I'm going to give you a web page where you can get a free CD of proven dating tips. So be sure to stick around on the call.
Wonderful. Thanks.
We're pleased to welcome Shelley Ryuda, a pioneer in the holistic psychotherapy field and also the creator of Radiant Life Counseling. She works with people locally, nationally, and internationally. Her specialty is helping people reconnect with their authentic self and from this create a life that is in alignment with their life purpose and filled with joy. She offers a free workbook at her website, RadiantLifeCounseling.com, titled, What Do You Really Want? Finding Passion and Purpose in Your Life. She also works with people to help them manifest a soulmate relationship. Welcome, Shelley.
Yes, well, it's great to be on the call.
Okay, so Shelley, what is holistic psychotherapy?
Holistic psychotherapy is really addressing issues on all levels, so looking at the level of the mind, body, and spirit, so really working with people on those levels to heal, and ultimately how I see holistic psychotherapy is to help people reconnect with their authentic self, because a lot of the things that people go to see psychotherapists about, which is anxiety, depression, etc., those are all symptoms of a disconnection from their authentic self. So the healing process is actually, you know, just reconnecting to who you really are. So I see it as that is kind of the core of it, but it's also working on all the different levels to do that as well.
This program is produced by X Factor Dating and cannot be reproduced or sold in any manner without the express written consent of X Factor Dating. Thank you very much for